listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your news briefing. History has been made in South Australia, with the state becoming the first to enshrine a voice to Parliament today. Premier Peter Malinauskas taking to the steps of Parliament in Adelaide, addressing a crowd who gathered for the big moment.
The one group of people that have been left most behind for the last 200 years are the very people who for over 65,000 years have provided great care and custodianship to the land we stand on today.
Meantime, the Federal Attorney General is resisting opposition calls to release the Solicitor General's advice on the Indigenous voice to Parliament. Mark Dreyfus says the advice does support the wording of the proposed constitution change, but it won't be made public. Labor has returned to victory in New South Wales after 12 years in opposition, with Chris Minns elected Premier. It's the first time in 15 years the party has full control in mainland Australia. The incoming Premier today praising outgoing Liberal leader Dominic Perrottet.
Part of this election campaign, and I hope the legacy of it, is that you can have a political campaign that's respectful and civil, that's focused on the issues, that doesn't take the low road.
And Donald Trump says he will be president after the next election. He's held his first campaign rally in Texas.
When this election is over, I will be the president of the United States.
It's been a quick and strong start for the Swans hosting the Hawks. It took just 39 seconds for Sydney to get some points on the board at the SCG. The Swans were leading at last check. Later on, we'll see the Bombers take on the Gold Coast Suns at Marvel Stadium before the Eagles play GWS in Perth. Saints skipper Jack Steele will undergo surgery tomorrow for a broken collarbone after last night's win against the Bulldogs. Play gets underway at any time now in Auckland as the Warriors host the Bulldogs in the NRL. Later on today, we'll see the Newcastle Knights take on the Canberra Raiders and the Dragons go head-to-head with Cronulla Sharks. North Queensland star Jeremiah Nanai could face up to 3 weeks on the sidelines. He's been charged with a Grade 1 dangerous throw following yesterday's 24-12 victory over the Titans. And Aussie tennis star Alex Diminor has suffered a 3-set second-round loss at the Miami Open.